From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Technological development has the power to create changes where things once seemed impossible. In this week's program, we highlight the work of the University of Technology to boost learning for hearing-impaired students. Stick around to find out who is sharing the love. The work of a software developer is not simply to create programs. The aim of such a job is to find practical solutions to everyday problems. And this is why several students in the College of Business and Management at the University of Technology ventured into creating a software program to assist deaf students. The U-Touch software was recently launched at the Lester Mayor Gilby School for the Deaf. The software uses Jamaican Sign Language to teach English language to deaf and hard of hearing students.
The Lester Mayor Gilby family is grateful for the interest in our students and the deaf community at large, and applauds the work of Dr. Golding and his team in the development of this software. We're hopeful that this is only the start of greater things to come in the field of deaf education from the University of Technology. And we are sure that the forging of this relationship, in addition with persons from other institutions, we will be able to help the deaf community a lot more.
Chair of the Lester Mayor Gilby School for the Deaf, Carol Fox. She says the software will make a difference in the lives of the students at the institution. U-Touch will focus on helping deaf students understand prepositions, which in turn will enhance their reading and comprehension skills.
Prepositions, the area that we're focusing on, is not part of the deaf language. So it was so important for us to have a clear understanding of the problem, understand the socio-cultural issues surrounding it. So the significance of the development of this software is far-reaching. It goes beyond just Jamaica, because what we're looking at is a framework for development.
Associate Professor and Dean of the College of Business and Management, UTEC, Dr. Paul Golding. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the software is far-reaching and can be incorporated in several other learning initiatives of the government. He says the software has the potential to also instruct another 35,000 students who are slow learners.
This is a sign that you're fulfilling your mandate to use the knowledge of science and technology to innovate useful products that can improve the quality of life for the Jamaican population.
Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites. Based on the country's latest population census, there are some 12,000 deaf and hard of hearing persons and 63,000 mild hard of hearing persons living in Jamaica. The U-Touch software developed by the University of Technology has the potential to assist all 75,000 to learn prepositions. This will in turn boost their ability to communicate efficiently, resulting in deaf persons playing a more significant role in the country's growth and development.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Come out. Sometimes we live too bad with me one another. We don't care if our actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
To between the one, to others, the one down below. Unity in the community, more loveless hate. Stop retaliate. Let's try for life, no gun, no knife. Would have been a life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.